This is Brother Malcolm, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This week, I want to talk to you about a really impactful play I just saw, but really a life that had a significant impact on the art world and has left an indelible impression on all of us, really, when you look at art history. And that is the life of Mark Rothko. If you ever hear anybody talk about a Rothko, you'll know right away who this artist is. His contemporaries at the time were Jackson Pollock and Andy Warhol. And I recently went to the opening performance of a play by John Logan called Red, the Donmar Warehouse production of Red, presented at Center Theater Group at the Mark Taper Forum. And I truly had sort of a revelatory moment. The play takes place in Rothko's studio, where a new assistant has come in to apply for employment. And the assistant is played by Jonathan Groff. Some may know him from the Broadway musical Spring Awakening, and some may know him from the television show Glee. And Mark Rothko was played by none other than the august and absolutely brilliant Alfred Molina. And I remember sitting in there being first a little, honestly, I'm a person, I grew up in a working class family, and I shudder when I think about going to see work that feels like it has a bourgeoisie, upper class sort of slant to it. And it was interesting because the show sort of broke me down, what you end up realizing is that Rothko, as played by Alfred Molina, was this passionate, angry, intense, loving, curious, brilliant man who didn't take his artwork lightly. His work was almost like another organism to him. And recently I had the distinct pleasure to go to MoCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art downtown Los Angeles. Shout out to MoCA, because they have several Rothkos on as part of their permanent collection. And having that incredible docent tour with one of the education folks, Bonnie Porter, who I highly recommend if you get a chance to take a tour with her, do so, was sort of a... I don't want to say life-changing because that sounds a little dramatic, but it was just artistically, it was like a shift for me, because I really began to look at the work and the way she asked you to look at it and describe it and think about how it made you feel. And it made me understand, especially when I got to the play, who Mark Rothko was. This wasn't a man who thought his pieces belonged to certain people. And if he felt like he made a mistake, he would retrieve his painting from you. If you had bought a painting from him and he realized that painting didn't belong to you, he would retrieve it and give you your money back. This is the kind of artist that Rothko was. He was very passionate about where his art lived. You know, he always wondered if he gave his art to the wrong owner, would his art forgive him? You know what I mean? He's a really incredible person. I would really encourage you to just go look him up online. It's interesting because he immigrated from Russia to the United States and lived on the West Coast for a while and just had this incredible life. So I would encourage you to look up Mark Rothko's life and get into. And what's also interesting about his work is that he didn't really like natural light, right? And so a lot of his studio was sort of dark, and a lot of his work, you have to spend at least, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes with it, just because the colors in the work and the pictures in the work begin to reveal themselves after a while. And so there's even a chapel in Houston that apparently, if you are a Rothko connoisseur, it's something you have to get to. The Rothko Chapel is located adjacent to the Menil Collection and the University of St. Thomas in Houston, Texas. The building is small and windowless. It is a geometric postmodern structure located in turn of the century middle class Houston neighborhood. And a lot of his work is on display there, and it's very dark. And apparently it's like one of the quintessential places to see a Rothko on display. So anyway, I don't want to take too much more time. Just want to remind you that, you know, visit your local art gallery and look at some of the artists that have changed the form. You know, this is obviously Rothko is more of an abstract painter, postmodern. And I think that his work really speaks volumes to you when you really get a chance to sort of dig in and understand who he was and what he believed in. Red is currently playing at the Mark Taper Forum. That's downtown Los Angeles, August 1st through September 9th. You don't want to miss it. Starring Jonathan Groff and Alfred Molina, directed by Michael Grandage, a play by John Logan, who is also a local playwright. Support local playwrights in your city, your town, your neighborhood. But I do want to say that it's amazing how visual art can affect the theatrical art. And I wouldn't be surprised if this was option for the screen, because it's really it's extraordinary, extraordinary piece of theater. And Mark Rothko's life is extraordinary. So that's it for this week. Please tune in next week for another edition of Culture Connection. And as we end every week, please remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Until we see you again, check us out on Black Is Online. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.